I say AJ Green. What do you say, man? You hear that name.
Competition, you know, being competitive, challenge, you know, all those things, size, a great player. So it'll be a good challenge for me.
So you're 6'4". You and Brandon are 5'9", man. Is that a disadvantage or is it an advantage for you guys?
I played against him before. Once again, just like last week, yeah, when you guys asked about, you know, the speed of, you know, Mike Wallace. Again, I've seen it before. So it's an advantage for him, you know, but I see it as, you know, having certain advantages over him in terms of, you know, being stronger and ripping the ball out when he go up at his highest point. You know, I don't plan on jumping up there with him. I plan on jumping and ripping the ball out. You know, I got certain plans, you know, for the situation. So he has his advantages, and I have my strong points that I'm trying to exercise out there.
A lot of this is on the players. You know, coaches are going to have their schemes. We almost know what the coach is going to call before we even go out there in certain situations. We get a whole sheet lineup of what they will call. We just got to go out there and execute.
Brandon, do you almost enjoy going against a guy like AJ Green, like a top-tier receiver?
Whatever top receiver coming in, I love competing. You know, that's my whole thing. I just love to compete. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to Sunday. Every game, you know, I'm jacked up. I'm playing in the NFL. You know, this is my dream. So every game, I'm jacked up.
You know, as far as me adjusting to the corner spot, I feel pretty good out there, and you know, I'm gonna keep rocking with it, and you know, keep playing.
Are you one of those guys? The more you're on the field, the better you are. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I feel like I haven't faced any huge challenges out there as a corner. You know, by saying getting beat or something like that. You know, I don't want to jinx myself, but you know, things happen, and you got to have a short memory. But you know, I'm ready to take on a whole position. You know, whatever the position entails. You know, I'm ready to take it on. You know, and as games go on and as a game go on, you know, within a game, you know, I feel like I get more comfortable and I get a little better. And so, yeah, just keep playing off of that.
Wallace Gilberry is making an impact already with the Bengals. Talk about him and what you remember about being his teammate. What's he like?
Wallace is a funny guy. I'm happy for him. I talked to him during the offseason when he was going through his little process of didn't know where he was going to sign. Just proud of him. I know Wallace is going to be excited because he used to be here. And he's going to try to prove something against the offensive line, but I doubt that'll happen. But it should be fun. It'll be interesting.
Will there be any talk between you and him between now and Sunday?
Not really. I'll wait till I get on the field and I see him. I'm familiar with Cincinnati. I played 4 years of my career there, so I know how it's going to be. Know how Coach Lou is going to prepare, tell the guys, don't pay attention to me. No, I'm going to talk to him in depth, but I'm not worried about it. Hopefully we get a W this week and just go out and keep playing hard. I'm different from everybody else. I read the media, everything, the blogs, because that's my motivation to play every day, go out there and prove everybody wrong, you know, just like people didn't think we was going to be able to play the way we played on Monday night. We just got to continue to get better and keep going.
You can compare the Army or any of the services to, you know, professional football if you want, or any organization. You got to be, you know, on top of your P's and Q's. You got to go out and give your best effort. You got to know what you're doing and do it well.
How much interaction did you have with any of the soldiers and the families, and what did they say to you, or what was your message to them?
We had a really good time with the school there. Mm-hmm. That was on the campus, and you know, the kids really appreciated us coming out there, and the teachers really appreciated it. And you know, they're kind of out there on their own, secluded in a way, but you could tell that they really appreciated us coming out there and showing our support and thanking them for their support. No, I think my legs and body's completely fine. You know, it's just getting back on page with the speed of the game. It's not easy taking a month off, not running at all, and going back into an NFL offense and being on the same page with the quarterback, the timing of everything, you know, being exactly where you need to be.
It sounds like Romeo's giving you your opportunity right now, man.
You know, I'm getting a good shot out there, and I'm getting some reps in practice, so I just got to stay on top of what I got to do.